And it goes out to all of my Sunday night boggle friends. Yes, you know who you are. Leon Rich, Frank Jones, Sharon Crumrine, and Betty Widerski. And by the way, I suck at boggle. I've definitely got to try and pick my game up. But this is the first time I ever played it. And my head just couldn't wrap around trying to make words, because I kept on trying to insert letters that weren't there. Ah, well. Anyway, I promised Killian Vallalie, and we're going to ask him to segue us into Between the Worlds, the best of Earth Religions Radio. And he's going to give us a very famous piping tune. Not typing. Piping. Oh, these store-bought in teeth, I tell you. This is Port Nabucca. It is 9:01. You are listening to WMFO in Medford. Killian Vallalie from the album The Ravens Rock.
Can take a good long piss, can sleep uninterrupted in a bed or in a chair, and my glasses are exactly where I left them there. I am of an age, and I fall in love more easily than I did at first, with babies and with old dogs, with the outcast and the cursed. Forget what I remembered, made me mad and haunted, and kept the promised joy at bay from all I claimed I wanted. I am of an age when I have seen myself at my best and at my worst. I have had enough good whiskey, I no longer know the thirst. I can speak of God without embarrassment or worry. I know the time is short, but I nonetheless won't hurry. I am of an age. I am of an age. I too often say I love you. I can cry without regret. When boots that fit still matter, and some things I will forget. When boots that fit still matter, and memory is long when dancing is familiar, and I still break out in song. I am of an age when I am humbled by my ignorance. Wisdom is a crown, and I will reach for Carmen's hand as the day is dying down. There are books I'll never read, and songs I'll leave unwritten, and death as in this life, still by wonder I'll be smitten. I am of an age. I know there'll come a time when my voice will not be heard, so I savor every melody and am careful with each word. I will leave this work to others, forgive their youthful faults, and take my place among the world of memory and thoughts. I am of an age.
Thank you.
She opens her eyes and the world tumbles in. The morning still stirring the curtain. From deep in her pillow a new day begins. She smiles at the wonder uncertain. The smells of the kitchen seep into her bed. She knows he is up and about. Soon there'll be strawberries, butter and bread, and coffee brewed inky and stout. She fingers the absence of him at her side and longs for the touch of his skin. After 35 years, she still feels a bride. Then the door yawns and bids him come in. He still wears his work like a burden of duty and rises each day with the dawn. His large tattered hands are things of rough beauty. She would watch from the porch till he'd gone. Now a man newly idled, so set in his ways, with nothing he knew from before, fumbles about vainly filling his day with meaning and menial chores. Now my life's mine, as he sets down the coffee and bread. She looks at this face she has loved for all time and says, smiling, just come back to bed.
Stranded halfway between Mercury and Pluto, Miss Frizzle and her gang of second graders have no way back to Earth until they remember that radio waves never die.
Keep your paw on that button, Liz.
Guided by the freeform stylings of WMFO, the Magic School Bus Gang safely makes it back towards Earth. To avoid future field trip mishaps and to help keep WMFO running strong, write a check to Trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, Attention, Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155, or give online at support.wmfo.org.
Good morning. It's 9:22. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. We heard from John McCutcheon with Of an Age, Heaven's a Kitchen, and Morning from his album 22 Days. Prior to that was Lady Moon with The Fairy's Love Song, also known as Thamasi. And it was a song that was collected in the Hebrides in the 19th century. And Jenna Green, who's part of Lady Moon, along with Kellyanna Giroud, wrote some additional verses. And I find them quite in keeping with this. And we started off with Killian Valley with the Port Nabucca from the Raven's Rock. Our calendrical information is, as usual, brought to you by the Perpetual Almanac of Folklore by Charles Kightley. October the 10th is Old Michaelmas Day, often brings a spell of fine weather called Michaelmas Spring. It was a little chilly this morning, but we are supposed to warm up in the next couple of days before we go back down again. And flocks of migrating geese were often seen passing over Old Michaelmas goose fairs and hiring fairs held about this time, notably at Nottingham in England. October the 11th, use up sweet eating apples to make water cider. And we are happy to report that the drought affected the abundance of the apple crop, but not the apples themselves. There were still plenty of pick-your-own apples and apple cider. And here in New England, we prize our cider donuts. However, yes, there was a frost advisory this morning in our area here of Eastern Mass. So it behooves you to start plucking the last of the produce from your garden, plowing it in, and getting ready for winter. You betcha. October the 12th, if the wind is in the west today, a mild winter will follow. So there you are. When you get up tomorrow, wet your finger and hold it up and see what direction the wind is coming from. Make ready cider mills and presses. This from John Phillips Cider of 1708. Materials for thy mill, a sturdy post, cylindric to support the grinder's weight, nor must thou not be mindful of thy press. Long ere the vintage, but with a timely care, shave the goat's shaggy beard, lest thou too late. In vain should steek a strainer be cautious next a proper steed to find, whose prime is past the vigorous horse, disdains such servile labors. Blind bayard, rather, worn with work and years, shall roll the unwieldy stone with sober pace. So you've figured it out. He's describing a horse-drawn cider mill. October the 13th, St. Edward the Confessor's Day. Seek cures for the king's evil. And what was the king's evil, you ask? It was scrofula. English monarchs touched for the evil. Until the time of Queen Anne, the most inveterate practitioner being Charles II, who laid hands on more than 92,000 sufferers between 1660 and 1682. The ceremony included the hanging about the patient's neck of a gold medallion. And this scrofula is, of course, nowadays we'd understand as a thyroid goiter. The Anglo-Saxon king Edward the Confessor, who died in 1065, was revered as a saint even in his own lifetime. And from his descendants, English monarchs derived their unique power of healing by a touch of this disease. Of course, those of you who are up on your history will also realize that St. Edward the Confessor, whose elaborate shrine still survives in Westminster Abbey, left no heirs, direct heirs. Harold Godwinson assumed the throne, but was beset in the north by a Viking invasion at Stamford Bridge, which he beat back, but then he had to immediately turn to the south and deal with William, who is known as the Conqueror or King William the First. So you can tell how the Battle of Hastings came out. October the 14th, as the days grow darker and Halloween approaches, beware of evil spirits abroad. October the 15th, sow acorns for timber in fenced plantations, gather quinces and score them to ripen. Tusser's 500 Points of Good Husbandry of 1573 notes, "So acorns ye owners that timber doth love, so haws and rye with them the better to prove. If cattle or coney may enter to crop, young oak is in danger of losing his top." Myself, we have an open yard and quite a bit of wildlife in Arlington, and we are exceedingly grateful because the squirrels, the skunks, and other denizens of the wilds manage to eat most of our acorns, so we don't have to spend the time raking them in autumn. October the 16th, observe the ears. Oh, yes, the ears. The Shepherd's Prognostication of 1729 notes, "The ears, long and narrow, denote a person to be envious. Standing very near the head, to be dull and sluggish. The ears, hairy, to be a long liver. And quick of hearing. The ears, small, to be a scoffer. The ears, big, to be dull. The ears, hanging, to be a fool. The ears, over round, to be unapt to learn. The ears of a mean and proper bigness, to be faithful and honest conditioned." It's 9:31. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. We're going to hear two pieces from a very interesting album called Dancing with the Dead, the music of global death rites. And we're going to start off with an excerpt from a eulogy for Elder Marguerite MacLean, delivered by Pastor Edie Mae Lane. And this came from a church in Pensacola, Florida. And you might be interested to know that in 1993, the Southern Baptist Convention produced, quote, "a map of the damned," end quote, which calculated that 46.1% of the people in the counties surveyed were going to hell. They didn't mention whether it was in a handbasket or in another conveyance. And the second piece we're going to hear is Sing On from the Eureka Brass Band from Jazz Funerals in New Orleans. And of course, this goes out to everybody who did not let the rain dampen the honk parade.
Ella McLean was like John the Baptist.
Well,
she delighted to preach to the multitude, saying, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. Ella McLean was a preacher, y'all. Every chance she got, she preached. Preached right down to the last minute. Hallelujah. Preached. Then sometimes you had to help in the pulpit and help out, but she still preached. Said, thus said the Lord, behold, the Lamb of God taketh away the sins of the world. I also listened to what the secretary was saying, that the last summer she preached, and behold, she rested.
All right.
Sometimes we think that just dying is bad, but dying ain't bad, y'all. Hallelujah. Dying ain't bad. And all of us one day got to die and leave here.
That's
what are you going to leave when you leave here?
All right.
Like Apostle John, Ella McLean believed with all her soul that Jesus Christ was the Son of God.
Well.
Hallelujah. She not only believed it, but she taught it. She lived it. That
Jesus
was the Son of God.
Yes.
Like Enoch, she walked with God.
Yes.
And she was not.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That last night, she walked with God.
Yes.
I can imagine in my own mind. God said, come on, Marguerite. Come on, go home with me. Come on, Marguerite. Go home with me tonight. Tired of you suffering. Tired of you having pain. Tired of you being misunderstood. Come on, go home with me. God took her on home with him. She was a blessed, consecrated saint. True to her God. She was true to the church. She was true to her fellow man. The world is richer. Hallelujah, because Ella McLean been through. The city is richer because Ella McLean been by our way. Our church is richer after having Ella McLean in our midst. And I'm richer. Hallelujah. Don't think I haven't already asked God, God, what I'm going to do now? Because she was one I could call in the midnight hour.
Amen.
I could talk about anything.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Some of you in the church know that we had our differences. Let me tell you something. We had our differences to the point that we could just got through having difficulties and somebody come in and say, I want to be prayed for. We put our differences behind us.
Yes.
I can't tell you I won't miss them. But she been my sidekick. Was welcome to play second fiddle. Sometimes people don't want to play second fiddles. One day we too must die. But will it be a lost or will it be gained? There's any out there today that have not made preparation for this final day. Hallelujah, now is the acceptable time. I know the devil will tell you you got time. Glory to God, you don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. Be reconciled to the will of God. For he's too wise to make a mistake. He's too good to be unkind. This dying is not in vain. Ella McLean is richer today after having died. Ella McLean is better off today after having died. Ella McLean went on through the gates where she can have an immortal body without any pain, any suffering, anything. But she had to die in order to get that. Better off as a result of having died. Glory to God. And we all too must die one day. But the thing about it is, will you be ready? Will you be ready? Will your dying be a loss or will your dying be a gain? Praise God. No, have it right, get it right. Get right with the Lord. Do it now. Praise God. Thank you for tolerating me. I just didn't want to rush through. I'm like you, I hate to give up.
Amen.
We just hate to give up.
Amen.
Hallelujah, but we got to give up.
Amen.
And all we can do now is make preparations to meet her.
Amen.
Because we have to give her up.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Ay, 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 ay. my chakras are unblocking. I feel the flow of chi. Spiritual enlightenment is what I seek, plus environmental harmony. I hear my tinkling wind chimes as I drink my ginseng tea. I work night and day in a vaguely Taoist way on the crucial well-being of me. For we're pick and mix orientalists, bit of Shinto and a dash of Tai Chi. Sprinkle on some Brahma, add a pinch of good karma, and the one true religion is me. Well, we flirted with becoming Quakers till we realize they don't drink. And much as we admire the Janes, we don't want to ditch the mink. And who'd want to be a Catholic? That's for Irish and Belgian peasants. Nor a Jehovah's Witness.
Why?
They get no Christmas presents. We have Alucard now and Zen girls. We pray beneath the willow tree. We spend our summers banging with the Kododramas, cause the one true religion is me.
Hum, hum. No more the Sunday Times crosswords. We prefer to compose haikus. And when friends come round for dinner, we make them remove their shoes.
We went up a Himalaya, just Brian, Blessed and us. We didn't stop and we got to the top, but he came down in a truss.
That's cause we're
lucky dip lotus blossoms, big fans of Bruce Lee.
Woo-ha!
Our teeth can flex cause of tantric sex, and the one true religion is me. We're studying the Kabbalah cause Madonna says it's cool, and our pal Kustar comes to coo at the koi carp in our swimming pool. We do astral levitation with George Harrison's pet fakir. We're cleansing Toto when we're wearing Yamamoto, so we're ready for Richard Gere. Oh yes, we're making up East and Dabblers with an Ayurvedic potpourri. Take a bit of Feng Shui and a bowl of chop suey, and the one true religion is me. We're Occidental tourists in a yin and yang mystery. Sing ho for origami cause we're barley for the swami, and the one true religion is me. We're smorgasbord philosophers of sushi and kedgeree. As Vikram Seth said, it's best, and the one true religion is me.
Is there really such a thing as a safe place to put your money? And where would that be? Under the mattress? Stuffed in a cookie jar? No, no, no. You want real safety? Find out about the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, the FDIC. It protects your money, up to $250,000 in bank accounts like checking, savings, and CDs. And talk about solid. In 75 years, no one has ever lost a penny of FDIC-insured money. Better odds than your cookie jar. So if you have $250,000 or less in any one FDIC-insured bank, you have no need to worry. Your money is fully protected. If you have more or aren't sure, visit FDIC.gov or call 1-877-ASK-FDIC. The more you know, the safer your money.
ਸਾਵਣ ਦੀਆਂ ਕਣੀਆਂ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਅੱਖੀਆਂ ਨੇ ਉਦੋਂ ਰੋਣਾ ਸਿੱਖਿਆ ਜਦੋਂ ਵਾਕਿਫ ਤੈਂਡੀਆਂ ਬਣੀਆਂ ਯਾਰ ਫਰੀਦ ਰੋਣਾ ਉਦੋਂ ਮੁੱਕ ਸੀ ਜਦੋਂ ਵਜਣ ਕਫਨ ਦੀਆਂ ਤਣੀਆਂ ਰੋਣੇ ਉਮਰਾਂ ਦੇ ਰੋਣੇ ਉਮਰਾਂ ਦੇ ਗੱਲ ਸਾਡੇ ਪਾ ਕੇ
It's 9:57. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. That was a wonderful piece from a Sufi funeral eulogy in Pakistan, performed by Asif Ali Khan with Mansoor Hussain, Santu Khan, and their entire ensemble from Dancing with the Dead. Before that was Fascinating Aida with One True Religion, Barefaced Sheikh is the album. Prior to that was Walter Sickert and the Army of Broken Toys with their latest effort, Come Black Magic, doing The Legend of Squid and Moon. Prior to that was Eureka Brass Band of New Orleans with Sing On from Dancing with the Dead. And we started off with Pastor Edie Mae Lane with an excerpt from the eulogy for Elder Marguerite McLean. And we are going out of here with a piece from Jaggery. We invite you to check out this fine local band. They are doing a gig at the Lily Pad on November the 5th. And here's something from their latest album, Crux, This Way, That Way.
One casts a spell, one casts a pall.